Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good Tuesday morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with an interesting story, the look at the life of Capital Region native and Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute's grad, Ray Tomlinson. And there's a reason we're choosing Mr. Tomlinson today.
Yes, Mr. Tomlinson, an Amsterdam native and a 1963 grad of Rensselaer Polytech Institute, died over the weekend at the age of 84 at his home in Lincoln, Massachusetts. He's the man credited with essentially inventing email, and he's being remembered as an engineer who change the way the world communicates. That's how RPI's President Shirley Jackson put it on Monday. Tomlinson was the first to use the at symbol to communicate and let computers talk to each other, and now it's the foundation of nearly all social networking platforms used on the internet today. He was an engineer at the Massachusetts technology firm of Bolt, Baranek, and Newman back in 1973, and he was helping to create ARPANET. That was the precursor to the internet. It was a way for researchers at universities to communicate and share computers. And of course, email would become the internet's most popular application and perhaps the most annoying at times. Eric Anderson, our business editor, spoke to family members and people who knew him, and he was low-key, but he was still working as of last Friday. His death was unexpected, but he made a great contribution to the world by his brilliance.
From a great contribution to a contradictory notion, a bunch of millionaires were in town Monday in Albany to urge taxing the rich.
Yeah, our reporter Matt Hamilton describes them as high-net-worth Americans, and they're backing a proposal that would close a major tax break for the rich. They're known as patriotic millionaires, and they flew into Albany on private jets and came to the Capitol to lobby for higher taxes on the rich. Specifically, they want to close the so-called carry interest loophole. A federal effort to shut the loophole was stalled. This would apply to New York State, and they would basically even the playing field. People who make money off of interest pay a much lower tax rate, something like 20%, when people who are being taxed on their wages pay quite a bit higher, up in the 30s somewhere usually. And these millionaires think that they should pay the difference, and they're trying to move around to different states to make it competitive everywhere. And pretty interesting. These are millionaires who want to pay more taxes. You can tell that to Donald Trump, I guess.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us this morning. For more, you can go to timesunion.com. And I'm assuming we will hear you on the roundtable panel later this morning at 9 a.m.
yep.
See you then.